Hi, this is Mr. Petey of Mr. Petey Motivator and American Rebel, and this is for a news break. Yes, these have been in this weekend, and now that you probably did not hear. Yes. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, these are news, and as we know here in the newsroom of the American Rebel, I tell you what's I pull up some news stories out for you, and I tell you how it applies to you. How about that? All right. First one comes as Kamala Harris was slammed for sucking up to small businesses after bailing out agitators. Story goes that Kamala Harris is sucking up to small business, saying that me as part of the Biden administration are going to help you, the small business, out, and that we're going to do what we can to help you out while they bail out and make excuses for agitators, for encouraging agitators to go out there and protest during the racial riots, where they broke up the businesses and destroyed the businesses and ripped off the businesses. What this means to you: Kamala Harris is the biggest hypocrite. She doesn't want it. She thinks she may be in power, so she wants to know that she's going to be for you. Yet, here's the kicker: she's going to tax them. Her and Biden are going to tax them. Her and Biden are going to regulate them to make them weak. Nonetheless, yet she is for small business. Oh, womp, womp, womp. That's one. Number two. Biden is staying quiet where he stands with the Black Lives Matter backed BREATHE Act. Now, if you remember what the BREATHE Act is, the BREATHE Act is an act by Congress, by the crew or the squad, of basically not holding people accountable for their crimes. So in other words, drug dealers and drug users, first time offenders, don't get jail time. No, they don't. And basically, people and then crooks and criminals are going to be released. They're talking about closing prisons in this act, and closing down immigration centers that are holding people that are questionable on their immigration status or dangerous immigrants, and holding them, closing those down. So Biden is staying quiet in regards to where he stands on it. Now, what does that mean to you? He plans on doing what that is. He just doesn't want to say anything just yet. So he is going to do it. He's going to do all of that. Next one is, let's see here. Tom Cotton points out Biden. Tom Cotton slays Biden for his unity when his picks are all controversial. Again, Tom Cotton, senator, said that he says Biden wants unity. When he puts in controversial people in his cabinet. Point, he said, the national secretary is weak on China. Is weak on China, which means that national secretary that is used for foreign affairs and foreign nations and dealing with that. Well, he's recommended somebody in there that's weak in China. Why? What does that mean to you? His son Hunter has stuff in China, so he wants to just give his son a little bit of a break. That's what I think about that. And his DHS pick for DHS sold visas to powerful political friends. His pick, Biden's pick for DHS, sold visas to powerful political friends. You know what that means to you? That means that he has a whole bunch of hypocrites and a whole bunch of crooks and a whole bunch of nasty people that are going to screw up our country because he's doing it out of favors to them. And number two, that are putting people in there that will weaken that particular cabinet. So whether it be John Kerry for the climate control, the one DHS, the national secretary for international, and more, are all going to weaken. He's putting weak people in there that are corrupt. Bottom line, what does it say about Biden? I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm going to tell you. And last but not least, yes, in the news, Biden was hurt by playing with his dog. He sprained his ankle. What? That's right. This made news everywhere. Biden hurt himself while playing with his dog. Was he playing with his dog or playing with his dog's junk? What can I say? I don't know. Who knows? That sick pervert. Hey, maybe he couldn't find a little girl or a little boy. I don't know. But anyway, he hurt himself while playing with his dog. He sprained his ankle. Wow. What does that say? What does that mean to you? Biden's one sick puppy. Wah, wah, wah. But it is true. That's what it says. Have yourself a great day. Peace out. God bless. And remember, go out there, protest. Go out there. Put out their protest in mass. Go out there and rally in mass. Trump, go out and rally. And then for all the rest of us that can't, basically go out there for all those liberal, left, socialist, communistic Washington elites and all of them like them and all their supporters on there. Say go out, flood their internet, flood their phone, and let's let them know in any of those ways that we are not going to want their socialistic government control. And we want the America that Donald Trump gave us, a strong economic base, respected by international community, as well as strong borders and strong military and strong police. We want that America. We don't want your government, America. We don't want your communistic, socialist political government. We want our government, and if we're gonna stuck with something, or if we're not, we're gonna still let you know that we don't want you, and we don't want you or your agenda. Peace out. God bless, and stick in. Let's let them have it. No break. Don't give them any breaks at all. Have yourself a great night. Stay safe and be healthy. And America first, ladies and gentlemen. America first. Bye bye.